On the line, we've got Susan Rees from the Ashburton Resident Action Group. Welcome, Susan.
Yes, thanks. Good morning.
Yeah. So, Susan, I wanted to ask, can you give us kind of like the background for sort of Daniels Andrews' sort of proposed development? What was the name of the estate again?
The name of the estate is the Markham Avenue Estate.
Yep. And so what is sort of Daniel Andrews' sort of plans with that development for that estate, and why is, you know, the Ashburton Residents Action Group opposing it?
Well, initially that's been a public housing estate since the 50s, and it housed 56 two-bedroom units. It's on, and they were, you know, nicely placed trees and what have you, so very pleasant public housing precinct. They were allowed to fall into disrepair. They were neglected for many years, and so that they needed to be knocked down. No one disputed that. But the Andrews government have decided that what would be better for them is to build a small amount of public housing on that land and also cram 188 private apartments and townhouses and make an enormous amount of profit and take that off to do who knows what with. Meanwhile, they've completely ruined our area and put the people on the public housing waiting list back into 3, 4 and 5 storey towers and completely segregated them from the private housing. So it's completely unacceptable because it is gazetted public housing land and it should be used to make a dent in the public housing waiting list. What they're proposing is an uplift, so there'd be 62 units instead of 56, but 15 of these are one bedroom, 47 are two bedroom. There was 56 families, now there'll only be nine less. There'll be 47 families. So it's unacceptable on so many fronts. Plus the fact it's going to be this huge monolith development in a small back street, small neighbourhood back street.
Yeah, so what I think, let me get a picture of this. Essentially, what they're trying to knock down this kind of public housing estate, you know, because it's in disarray.
They've already knocked that down.
So they've knocked it down already, but they're proposing to replace it with this sort of very sort of tall kind of. How many stories is this planned to be?
Well, there's several towers that they're putting on this, and it really is quite a small plot of land. There's going to be 5, 6 and 7 stories, which is going to be private housing. Mm. And it's going to bring them a lot of money because they are going to have uninterrupted views of parkland, Gardiners Creek and the golf course. So they will be very expensive apartments. Mm. And the public housing is pushed over to the other side with no views, no underground parking, half a car park per apartment, cheaply constructed. And it's just, a dollar grab by the government. Mm. They don't care about the public housing waiting list.
Susan, what do you reckon would be a more appropriate sort of development? Like, what do you reckon would be an optimal number for the site, assuming that there was not land hocked off to private developers and it was all redeveloped as public housing? What do you think would be possible if that whole site was maintained for public housing use?
Well, looking at it, it was underutilised because old public housing units were sort of oriented very nicely. I mean, it was a nice precinct, but there was a lot of wasted space. So I would say that they could have a doubling. They could have at least 100, maybe 120 two-storey residences for public housing. So that would create accommodation for another at least 50, maybe 60 families that are waiting on this never-ending list.
Mm.
So we're not saying, you know, that they can't increase the bulk on that site. We just think that it can be tastefully done, and it should be for public housing.
What has been the government's kind of PR kind of justification for this development?
Well, they haven't really had a PR justification because what they've been putting out does not justify it. Originally they put forward, which were blatant lies, that they had to build all of these private apartments to fund the rebuilding of the public housing with a 10% uplift, which, you know, I've been in construction and property development for 30 years, and that is the biggest porky I've ever heard. But they persisted with it. You know, they would look at you with a straight face and say, yes, that's what, you know, that's true. And it just so wasn't. You know, they didn't even bother making up a good story. And the supposed public consultation that they were required to run, the scope of that, the scope of those discussions were narrowed by the fact that they continued to say that all of the private housing was a must to pay for the public. So the consultation they did with the neighbourhood didn't mention that. There was no discussion about that because that was set in concrete, according to them, because it had to be there to build the private housing, public housing. But they, you know, they were not intending to put any of the public money into that site, whereas, you know, there's another site in Preston that they were going to put $20 million into, and very similar sort of situation, but the local council, the Darabin Council, knocked that back because they said it was unacceptable. The quality of the apartments wasn't any good, and they were allowed to make their own decisions, and they knocked it back. Our council aren't allowed to be involved in this at all.
Mm. Yeah, so that brings up to my next question. What has been the position of the local council on this proposed development?
Well, local council have unanimously rejected it on many, many levels. You know, going back to sort of really basic things like traffic, visual bulk, you know, the stress it's going to put on the neighbourhood amenities, you know, also the fact that the public housing it doesn't even come up to the apartment design regulations that the government have put in. You know, a lot of them are little dog boxes, and it's been rejected on every level.
Now I want to know about the kind of community campaign that you've been involved in, because from my understanding, what interests me to do an interview with you is I saw in the media that around 2 weeks ago you had quite a big community rally I would like to know about the campaign. You know, how's it been developing, and how what has been the kind of community support you've been getting in the community against this development and for a public housing alternative?
Well, we've the Ashburton Residents Action Group was formed probably 2 years ago when we first heard that what the government were proposing, because in September 2015, Martin Foley put out a press release that his intention was 252 units out there. At that stage, we had no detail because they didn't want us to have any detail. So that was when ARAG was formed, basically by Rita and her husband, Peter Fellows. They whipped up some community interest in it, and that's when it started. We followed the government releases and websites, and because there was nothing forthcoming, it was, you know, the more questions we asked, the the less response we got, and sending off, you know, letters to the planning minister, Mr. Fowler, Mr. Wynne, Daniel Andrews, you know, nobody was prepared to comment on it. So we've sort of waged this war of letters that was in the beginning, and then the committee got more involved with speaking to the residents about it, because it was largely flying under the radar. Nobody really knew that it was going on. So we had we took up a petition. We lobbied residents, and the Liberal member for Burwood, Graham Watt, was very, very supportive. He helped us immensely, and so we just decided that we needed to bring it to everyone's attention, like Greater Melbourne, because it, as I said, it was flying under the radar. So we needed to do something. So we planned our march and our rally. We had an incredibly good turn up from the residents. We also had David Davis, the Shadow Minister for Planning. We had Sue Pennyquick, who is the leader of the Greens. We had Graham Watt was there. Kelly Dwyer, who is our local federal member. And we all talked to the crowd and made them aware of what was going on. And happily, the television stations picked up on it. We'd also had an article in The Age that morning that seemed to pull a lot of interest. It was orchestrated to get the most possible media coverage, and, you know, you're talking to me today because you saw it, so it was successful. Now, hopefully, it's a state government issue, and it will have to be addressed. It can't just continue to be allowed to go through. It's just a dollar grab and forgetting about people.
Yeah. I guess now the last question I want to ask is, mainly, I want to just comment on, you know, why you think, you know, public housing is important, because in our kind of history, you know, state governments have actually been, you know, repeatedly sort of pushing towards selling off public housing. It's happening in St Kilda as well, and, you know, other areas of Melbourne. So I kind of want to hear your comments, you know, as someone who's involved in this campaign, you know, why you think public housing is important.
Well, public housing is important to us, or to me personally, because this, where I live, has been public housing and war service since the late 40s. There is still a lot of public housing around here, but as you so rightly say, a lot of it's being sold off. And the reason they want to sell off Ashburton particularly is because of the value of the land. Hmm. And I would say St Kilda would be the same, because they can get so much more money for selling that land than, you know, they can't justify putting public housing there, because they're waving goodbye to a big profit. And that's what it comes down to everywhere. It's all dollars. You know, let's push the public housing. I don't know where they're planning on putting it, but public housing needs to be where people are close to transport, they're close to where they're working, and this is all being done in the name of the almighty dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Without thinking about, they're really not addressing the public housing crisis. They are just capitalising on the value of the land, and we haven't been presented with any plan from them about what they plan to do with this profit. Initially, they were completely denying there was a profit at all. So that sort of shows you what sort of transparency there is. It's just appalling.
Hmm.
And just, you know, an enormous dollar grab, and they don't care.
And just a last thing, what are the ways by which people can follow or even support the campaign, community campaign you have going on there?
Well, we have a web, we have a Facebook page, which is the Ashburton Residents Action Group. They can certainly show their support on the Facebook page. There are other contact details there. We would love people to come out and support us in this and show the government that they just can't they can't ride roughshod over the community and just do what they like, because that's ostensibly what they're trying to do. They've decided they want this money, and come hell or high water, they're going to get it. They're not listening to the community. They're not listening to the council. We're not even afforded a basic democratic right to complain. We can't go to VCAT. You know, there is nothing. They are just going to, well, hopefully they're going to listen to us and go back to the drawing board. But at this stage, they're still pressing ahead with doing what they propose. Mm. So the more the merrier. More people who write into The Age, The Herald, you know, get onto our face page and show your support. You know, people power should be able to turn this around, but I don't know, Andrew's government are pretty dictatorial. You've seen what they've done with Skyrail and what have you. And people power got them to do something about the youth detention centre, albeit still in the same suburb. It's just moved away from the housing. But, you know, they need to be held to account. We pay their wages. They need to do what we want them to do, not what they think they want to do.
Good. All right. Thank you very much, Susan, for being on the show. It was very great hearing about your the great community campaign you have, and you definitely have our full support.
Thank you.
Thanks, heaps.
Good morning.
All right, Susan Reyes there from the Ashburton Residents Action Group. And as Susan mentioned, if you're keen to support the campaign or just check it out, you can look them up on Facebook.
Ashburton Residents Action Group.